10:07. Establish quorum.
Russ Smith.
Jay Bitter.
Jim Fleming.
Linda Johnston.
Wayne Barth.
Tom Muller.
And Jim is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Has everybody had a chance to review last month's meeting minutes?
Not completely.
Okay.
I haven't heard it last time.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. Okay, update on the November Water and Wastewater Improvement Project, open house, success?
Success, yes, I just wanted to give you guys a quick little update. I know most of you were there, but for those of you that weren't, I thought overall it went very well. Got a lot of good information out there, that's usually the catalyst behind these projects, is to get people understanding what we're trying to do, what it's going to cost, and what it's going to look like. And I think we achieved that that night, and I think it's a good stepping stone for going forward. We're in the process right now of the funding, we've got a lot of apps out, and we've received one back already. We've got a community development grant of $1.2 million, and we're going to try to use that for design and those aspects of the project. We're looking to get back from USDA, hopefully the end of January, maybe beginning of February, that's going to be one of the big ones for us. They're going to be probably our biggest lender and grant contributor. So, looking pretty optimistic right now for funding, hopefully it plays out like we hope it does. Other than that, we'll know more when that stuff happens. Another little tidbit, we had a meeting with Midstate yesterday, possibly doing some joint trench work with them, we do some of that work up there, possibly getting some of their power in the ground as well with our water and sewer. So hopefully that'll be a good deal as well, do some joint work with them.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, you never know, right? But we're doing the talks right now about it. And, any other questions about that? Just want to do a little brief update on it. Yes?
I would like to say what that was one of the best meetings I've ever been to. And it's because of all of you. And I think the best thing was, we had that one, was it the one engineer or that came up? And it was just the facts.
Yep.
Brought up some things a lot of people hadn't even thought about. And then we had Corey up there, and that was short and sweet and wonderful. Oh, we're talking about your speech, Corey.
Oh.
And then we have Jake, who said, "These are the facts, and this is how it goes down." And it was, I thought, did he say no setup fee? No connect fee? Huh? What?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, well, we were speechless, and everybody was just, Okay.
A lot of fires were put out.
Oh, yes.
That was a lot. Went really well.
It did. Thank you all so much. That, I know that it was just really, really good. Because
thank you for your support being there, most of you. Yeah. We appreciate that.
It was wonderful. Good job to all of you.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things that I was hearing before the game started. Oh, it's going to cost $15,000, $20,000, $30,000.
Yes.
I mean, it's just going on and on with figures. And then you hit them with that. There's not going to be no charge. Boy, that shut up a lot of people that day and there.
Well, they were speechless.
They couldn't say anything.
Well, that's a big factor right now because, you know, Ben's looking at doing a lot of that too. Certain sections of Ben hooking up sewer.
Yeah.
And they're throwing out numbers of $20,000 or more to hook up to sewer. So we come to the table and say, no hookup fees, and we can still keep your water and sewer rates below 100, maybe 90, maybe less. It's, in this community, that's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's really
huge. We've got a lot of people out there who have told them you need $2,500.
And that's
huge. Hookup fee, it's nothing.
Right.
It was a, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I wouldn't eat this year.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Are they able to do this because of the financial, the grants and the involvements of the USDA and loans and so forth?
That's a big factor.
It's a major thing.
Yep. And interest rates are right now are some of the best they've been in years. So we're going for funding at a pretty good time.
But you
we
all
hurry
are
up
very...
That interest is going up.
Yeah.
Real fast.
That's what we want that USDA. We're trying to push the USDA one pretty fast.
Yeah.
And you guys worked for all of those. You were very aggressive in approaching everybody and getting grants. So it's because of all of you, this thing's such a success.
Feel very confident about the future.
Yep.
Yeah, same here.
Yep. You're good. And if there's any other grants or loans you're going out to, you better get them soon.
Yeah.
Because the interest rates will be going up.
Yep, I think USDA is going to give us quite a bit.
Yeah.
No, community development grant, we could have only got $2 million max, and they gave us 1.2, so we were pretty, that was pretty good to see.
Yeah.
They gave us that.
Very good.
Anything else?
How much is USDA?
How much are we looking to fund through USDA, Corey, you remember?
Grants or loans?
Yes.
Both? Well, so there's USDA, they give money out to each state.
Yeah.
They get a certain amount they can allocate. We feel pretty confident we can get a good portion of that, which could be, you know, fingers crossed, a couple million. Then after those funds are distributed, it goes back into the national pool and the state directors can then tap back into those funds and get more into their state, potentially. That's where we maybe could get a few more million on top of that. That's all we're working with USDA. We sat with them last week right here with Anderson Perry, who's doing all the reports and applications for us. And we had Kim Young was down. She's the Central Oregon rep for USDA. And we're trying to get all that locked in so they can tell us how much money they can give us.
Okay.
Then, again, we're still trying to put together that funding package so we know the overall picture. We're off to a great start, but USDA is a major cog in the wheel because we're getting $2, $3, $4, $5 million in grants, that's really going to bring down that cost, and that's critical. So, and then a lot of the low interest loans would be through USDA as well.
Are we competing with Salem, Portland, and the rest of them over in the valley?
I don't know for sure. I've talked with Sam Goldstein, he's out of JCAS2, and
Portland,
and Rick, he's out of Portland, and when we went to the Salem for the one stop, he was there. I mean, Lapine is on his radar, and for as much of an elbow and a wink that he can do as a federal employee, it seems that we're going to work our way to the top of the pile. Again, that's a little bit of conjecture, but I'm optimistic that we'll have a good package from them. So we should know. I think they said we'll know by February, March, so pretty quick. And that'll be a big piece of it.
Do we know if they have any differentiation in what they allocate between large urban areas and small rural areas?
I'm sure that the funding trickles down in various ways, but I don't know how much is set in this pot for cities over 100,000 people and this one over here for cities less, or small cities in particular. I don't know. I don't know the breakdown.
Okay, any water system maintenance update and reservoir driver inspection?
Yeah, we've been doing some maintenance on our water sites. You know, we did the booster station, got that up to date, and it's been running since August and very little glitches, and now it's been 3 months without any glitches. And I got a few pictures I'm going to show you guys of the booster, but before that, we had a set of team of divers come and dive our water tanks.
Oh.
And they dove our Finley Butte tank, which has never been inspected or dove in before, and that's been in there since the early 2000s, so I thought, well, we're doing this, let's get a group of divers in here and see what we got to work with on our tank. So I'll show you guys a few pictures of that. There's our 1.2 million gallon tank right there, our biggest tank in the system, our main source, primary. There's a diver gearing up to hop in the tank. They hop in and your system's live. You're still drinking water while they're in there. They chlorinate themselves and go in, so you don't have to shut down while you do this, which is pretty interesting. And they've got a live feed, they're recording while they're in there, they're snapping pictures. You get a video afterwards, a bunch of pictures, it's pretty neat. They have a little booth set up down there, like a utility trailer, enclosed trailer, and he's watching the diver in there, and I'm sitting in there watching, and he's talking back and forth, and they're grading certain aspects of your tank, you know, like the inlet, what's the rust level, and stuff like that. And most of ours were a 9 out of 10, which I was very excited to see. A few 8s, but most of them were 9s, which is very ideal. Just pictures from inside the tank. It started filling up when the diver was in there. Just, he got a little bit of a shower, but I think he was okay with that. While he was in there, you could tell his voice was getting a little choppy. It was the coldest tank he said he's ever dove in before. Coldest water. And I'm watching the video, and I didn't really think much of it until I watched the video, but he's sitting there on the ladder coming out. He's like, I got vertigo. I need to sit in here for a second. This is cold. So we got good cold water, evidently, in Lapine. That was beginning of November we did that. And there's just a booster site. Nice clean looking booster station now. Got your generator on the left and your booster pumps on the right. Normal mode, emergency mode. Obviously we're in normal mode right now. And I talked about normal mode equals booster pumps 1 and 2. Emergency mode is all booster pumps. And here's your labels. 1 and 2 are your smaller pumps. Your big booster pumps are 3 and 4. Only going to get used in emergency mode. Yep.
Who has the authority to switch it to emergency? Just you?
And my crew.
Perfect, thank you.
Yep.
So what constitutes emergency mode?
Broken pipe in the system when flows go way up, or a fire incident. Yep. When we got to start pulling water just off that storage tank would constitute emergency mode. Because we're not getting that flow from the Finley Butte site anymore, so we got to bring pressure up significantly.
Backing up, you said we were at level 9, sometimes 8. What level is there a need for some maintenance?
What I was seeing on there, most of it was like a 5 or less was significant rust. Mm-hmm. Anything from 6, 7, 8, 9 was in pretty good shape. It was like a 9 was like 0.001% rust or something. We're looking pretty good up there. That's it. That's just a little update. You know, that's pretty unique. A diver team going in there and diving is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. Do you have a forecast of when you're going to get the other one going, the other well, get it dug, and where do you get the system done?
No, we don't yet. Until we get the funding back and the system designed and figure out when construction would take place. Yeah. I imagine that would be one of the first steps is doing that well site.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to mimic pretty close to what we got here. It's going to be a smaller tank up there, like a 500,000 gallon tank. Same elevation we're looking to putting it at, probably a double well setup.
Yeah, we got to get this in place.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this our last meeting. And I thank you for jumping on it and getting that inspected as soon as you did. That was good.
No, there was a pretty good group of guys that was in it. It was fun and very interesting what they were doing.
That was the first time it's been inspected, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. glad you got it done.
And it was a very reasonable price too, really, for what they do.
So you say we're going another 16 years for the next inspection?
Right. I think next time I have them inspect, I'll have to do some cleaning in there too.
So what is the normal inspection cycle for one of those tanks? Because I know Springfield used to do theirs.
There's a lot of factors involved. You know, we're not taking surface water, we're taking well water, so there's not a lot of debris entering that. The water up there doesn't have a lot of mineral content in it either. They say 3 to 5 years, but probably for us, we could push that a little bit longer.
What, was it an expensive project?
Was it an expensive? No, it was $2,000, a little bit less for all that. So we had to do some repairs too on our booster site while they were here.
Since I'm new, I'm going to have a lot of questions. I have a lot of
alert. Yeah, fire away.
With the new well that you're going to be putting in the next few years, did the city purchase additional water rights for that? Or
we have been purchasing additional water rights, but we would need to probably get a hold of some more as well.
Aren't they difficult?
They can be difficult, but we've anticipated that in the past, and we've been acquiring them as well.
We have more water rights than we would need decades out into the future. The trick is, and the system of water rights and how that works is really complicated. The law goes back 150 years or more. But you buy a water right, but you don't get to access the water right until you buy what's called a mitigation credit. And a mitigation credit is you're in different zones of impact, and you have to find someone in your zone of impact who you buy a mitigation credit from. So basically meaning that they're going to take less water because you're going to take more water. And so what we've done, like last year we bought 2.4 mitigation credits. I think it equaled like 1 gallon per minute. I mean, it was like such a minuscule amount of water, it doesn't mean anything. Our water right is for like 425 mitigation credits. If we bought every mitigation credit, that'd be like $4 million in our zone of impact. So we will slowly buy more mitigation credits over the years. We've got with the state what's called a mitigation plan, water mitigation plan, that spells out over the next decade or 15 years how many we're going to buy and all that. But we're in good shape.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good description. Very good. Any other questions? Water sites? We can go jump over to sewer here pretty quick.
Yeah. Lift station.
Yeah. But yeah, they just submitted their final, basically, completion.
Oh, good.
So now it's going to be walkthroughs and stuff like that. They got a little bit of work to do there, but that lift station has been live since October. And working very well.
So it turned out what you expected?
Yeah. I mean, the timeline, not what I expected, but overall, it's what I expected.
At least you aren't getting the phone calls from Vic.
Exactly. Yep. It's not a nightmare anymore. Is it a dream yet? We're getting there. But it's working really good.
Well, there are good dreams and bad dreams,
right? Just a quick little update. And just wanted to throw in there that this project was budgeted over a 2-year period because they were awarded in April to start. So we budgeted last year and we budgeted this year. Well, unfortunately, they didn't start most of their work until July, so it came into this fiscal year. So we didn't budget enough during this fiscal year, so we had to pull some funds to cover that. We didn't go over budget, but we went over budget for this year. Just so that.
But totally, you didn't.
Right. Anything else, Ashley, on that?
Not unless you got questions.
No. I was thrilled to see all the equipment leave.
Yeah, me too.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I thought maybe we might be able to
keep some of
the equipment. Keep some of the equipment.
Some of that equipment you want to use.
Should have been some storage.
Yeah. Just a quick little blurb on that, just an update. It's basically done.
Excellent.
How about First Street City Swales?
Yeah. Eric, you want to come up and talk about some projects we're looking at on First Street?
Yeah. I got a couple of things I can attend out.
You guys have a diagram, but this is going to be better.
Oh, okay. There are two different ones here. I'll give them both.
Your bigger ones.
So the projects you're going to see are going to be the First Street in 97 that ODOT put in that never really got developed. It's kind of a weedy eyesore, really. So we're going to look to do something with that, do some improvements there. And then along First Street, there by the medical center. Yeah. We're looking at doing these two projects together. That way we don't have to put it out for bid twice. We can just do projects together with the same contractor. And what's unique about the medical center project is we're looking at doing it with the medical center. They're contributing $40,000 towards that project, and we're going to match that. So it's going to be about $80,000 improvement project, which is nice that they're going to cover half of that. There were some good agreements and partnership that went into play there. Eric knows a lot about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk about it, but unless you guys got questions.
This is a big section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, First Street Lane. So it's pretty much eye candy for the city coming in.
Yeah, yep.
And it was beautiful last night at 6:30. Your lights and everything.
Yeah, thank
you. A little dusting of snow. I thought, well, isn't this sweet? It really is.
And it's going to be, you know, similar to what we've done already, but there's going to be some different aspects to it. You know, we're going to incorporate some pavers, and Eric brought some sandpapers for you guys to look at on your way out, just to give you an idea of what we're looking at putting in there. And some other different attributes to it. Anything else different about it compared to the rest of First Street that's been improved?
Yeah, the main differences are the cross section of the sidewalk is 5 feet of concrete with 3 feet of pavers nearest to the curb. And then there would be those cutouts with tree grates, presumably, for the trees. And then behind the sidewalk would be sod, grass. There's one street light, new additional street light proposed. It's towards the right there, there's a symbol that looks like a star, and that is the proposed new street light. There is an existing street light near the entrance today that would remain as well.
The entrance is going to maintain there?
That's right, yeah. The one entrance is going to be retained, and as part of the improvements to the health center now, they're eliminating the it's the easterly entrance today, and that would move further east.
The only comment I have is just to make sure we maintain 3 feet clearance from the transformer.
With all sidewalk? Or with all structures?
With all shrubbage and trees.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And that is the transformer there. Let's see, it's
right near the empty slot on the east side.
Yeah.
Can we put this stop light? Is that just going in and out of the clinic, or is that actually going to be across both lanes of traffic there?
The light at the entrance to the clinic, you mean?
This driveway here they're doing away with because they're building here.
Oh, I was looking for this little star thing.
Oh yeah, it's located right in the middle of where the driveway is today.
Because the driveway is going away.
That one. That easterly driveway.
Yeah.
So it's going to stop both lanes of traffic going across?
No, it's just a street, like a lamp on the street, like a decorative
light. Oh, I'm thinking about it.
No, the traffic light's it.
I'm thinking.
No.
What?
It'll be a street light of the same make and model of the ones that are there today.
But not a stop light.
That's correct,
thank
yeah.
Thank you. I had the same thought. I was trying to wrap my brain around that. I was like, how are you going to stop traffic twice there?
I know.
Three times. Yeah. Just couldn't. And
they're building in here. So they have to shut that driveway off.
Okay. So how far down Huntington to the north does this project go? Just right to the edge of the clinics?
Yeah, the improvements just go to the corner. They don't go around and up Huntington yet.
Yeah, just the bottom on First Street there, where it's all, where you see the red. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's where the... get your Kilda cleaned up this well in front of the fire. Really clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good. And you have less blockage of the drain there from the corner.
They must have better drainage out of the firehouse now, too.
Yep. No, that swell there?
They improved, made other four corners there.
Yeah, but I mean, even the firehouse, they redid that drain down there, too. Because that thing used to always...
I think the only one that's left is the post office.
Well, and over by Ray's.
Yeah, Ray's is bad, that whole street.
They're looking, I talked to the county about that, they're looking, they did improvements there, Huntington and Third. Put a system in there, and they put a pipe in to hopefully take in the rest of First Street going up towards the highway.
Mm.
And they want to continue that to take in that section as well.
Yeah.
That's all county, right?
Yes.
Does that water still go out? Does any of it go out in the field, the meadow?
Yeah, on Third Street.
Yeah. It hits a swell there, doesn't it, before it... I mean, so
I think it does. It kind of hold it so it doesn't, you know, get too much into the meadow.
Are we looking at both of these at the same time, or just first one is?
Well, First Street and Huntington.
Just talking about, First Street so far, but I can talk about the highway if you like.
Yeah. So it's 10-foot wide asphalt path that goes between.
So.
Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, we decided to put that on the plan in anticipation of perhaps someday going to ODOT or some other local agency that might provide funding for some path of that sort. And it's not in the TSP yet. It's just something that we thought that might be a good location. There is actually over 200 feet wide of right-of-way all the way along to Wickiup Junction.
Right.
So if...
That would be great for bike
path. Well,
walking or anything.
The city applied for a grant for that a few years ago, and they were going to keep sending it in to get it in with a solar panel lighting and a walking path so we could walk up there and back.
Okay, all right.
Yes, we just wanted to incorporate this in this plan.
Yes,
if it ever does happen, we got the
wireways and all of that.
Yeah. After spending 20 years in Portland, I can tell you bike paths and walking paths off of the main traffic are absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Yeah.
Get them away from the road.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Keep them away from traffic is wonderful.
So the improvements in here are... We're not showing additional street lights, decorative street lights. This is vegetation. There are those Sienna Glen maple trees, which are the ones that are currently on Highway 97 in front of the ODOT yard.
Okay.
Intermixed with some spruce trees. And there are some spruce trees currently at the corner there at the ODOT yard. In addition, there are some shrub beds, 2-gallon, 1-gallon type of shrubs. And then there are some decorative boulders. And those boulders would be something that we would have the opportunity to actually go to the pit and take a look at certain boulders to be placed. And then within the swale, what we've proposed is some bunch grasses around the edges for stabilization, and then down at the bottom some like wildflower mix, so some flowers that have some color that will fill up that area that will eliminate the weed problem and give it something bright and colorful to look at.
We wanted something that was nice, it looked really nice, basic, not a lot of maintenance for us and our crew to take care of.
Yeah.
That's why we went away with the sod, added some nice boulders in there, some spruces, not as many leaf trees, and just something, a simple approach but look nice, something that looks nice in Central Oregon. Rocks always look good, some spruces, some trees that don't need a lot of water. That's kind of the approach we took on this one.
Rocks are easy to make.
Yeah.
You don't have to water them.
You don't have to water them.
We're basically looking at mostly like a drip system up through some of this, not a full-out sprinkler system.
That'd be good.
Just something that looks nice as you come into town.
Yeah.
And then someday it might turn into something more, but this will be a good blueprint for that, I think. We can always add more to it, but I think at this time we'll just keep it basic.
Yeah.
Well, we also have the rest of 97 to go here.
Right.
Yeah, and so we can keep it simple here.
Mm-hmm. I think really anything we're going to do to it is going to make it look a lot nicer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Than it is right now.
That's good.
Chris, at the future welcome sign, too, that would be.
We talked about that, too. Yep.
There, our Wiki Up sign is gone up there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay, what about the pilot program for educational outreach in the Lapine schools? That
Thank
must
you,
be
Eric.
A good one.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Well, it's one of my ideas is my got my feet settled here is I enjoy education and I enjoy kids, so I figured it'd be a good opportunity, possibly next year, springtime, perhaps, to get into the schools and do some kind of education program and teach the kids what we do here in public works and with the city, water, sewer, all that kind of stuff. And I was just opening it up for any ideas. I'm welcome to any ideas. That's kind of where my heart is. I enjoy teaching kids and thought it'd be a great opportunity to get into the schools here and teach some of these kids about what we do.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you have been involved in anything like that. I did a little bit when I was in Bend, but I didn't get to go into the classrooms. I had booths set up at different festivals where I taught kids, interacted with them, teaching them different ways to work on water like we do, and just some fun stuff.
Any chance of getting some classes on the history of Lapine? So there could be a little respect for...
Yeah, I mean, we can incorporate all kinds of stuff, I think. Because if you do just about water, I might lose their attention pretty quick if I could talk about the history of how this town started and then where we're looking to go. And
I'll be running to the bathroom while you're talking. So
yeah. Yep. Just wanted to throw it out there. It's something I would like to do.
Yeah. I like it.
I think that's a good idea.
It's all volunteer, I take it.
Sure. Yeah.
Keep costing.
One question. Did you need any motion or anything on 8? Landscaping?
No.
Okay.
Good. Just showing you guys.
Okay, how about the Christmas lighting and parade?
All right, you mentioned the lights on First Street. The guys went up and put up some lights to kind of doll up those trees a little bit. They all have their own outlet, so it made it a little easier this time instead of running, you know, 100 foot of extension cords. But, yeah, they...
Well, whatever it works.
It turned out pretty nice. We decorated City Hall, and we actually participated in the light parade last week, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I got some pictures of that. Kind of hard to see, but there's the three of us right there. You can see some kids in the background. I got two of my kids and my nephew on the float.
Somebody on drums.
Oh, nice.
Somebody on drums, Some goofball on drums back there. We ended up taking third in our division, so we're pretty excited.
Good.
We're looking to beef it up some more next year and try to get the first place trophy.
And Go Shine the Toolboxes put you over into
that.
Yes. Yeah, it did.
Good looking.
The guy said we took third, but we were a crowd favorite. There's the kiddos. My two girls and my nephew. And the crazy public works manager. Just wanted to kind of throw a lighter note out there.
Wonderful. You don't have this on video, do you? Did you do a YouTube?
We did it.
Oh.
No. Well, it's something for next year.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, we had fun. That was good.
That's good.
It was good.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it was great.
How about some Cold other...
Oh, get up.
How about Public Works Committee terms?
Yes.
Yes.
We've got a few of you that are coming to the end of your term, your two-year term.
Let's talk about your terms.
Who are these folks?
Who are these folks? These folks are... Russ, your term expires this month. Jim, Linda, and Tom.
All at the same time.
Would you guys like to... do another round? They're two-year terms.
Yes.
Yes.
As far as the vote on that.
Okay. Well, that is easy enough.
Go
now.
Ahead. You're one of the ones that can vote.
It's time to re-elect your chair.
Yes, and vice chair. And it cannot be Tom or me. So.
What?
Chair and vice chair.
I'll do the chair.
I'm too new.
I'm not good at vice.
I meant the vice. Thank guys. I got all the vices down.
How appropriate.
Well, first he was affluent. Now we know why he's affluent down there.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Affluent. Yes.
Affluent. So I got Jim is the chair and Russ is the vice chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a motion for that, please? Yes.
I vote that Jim is chair and Russ is vice chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Passed.
Perfect.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to Patty. Any other issues or concerns? Public comments. Michael.
I like the idea of the history of the pine class.
Yeah.
I never learned anything about that in school. I like reading all these pictures and stuff. It's really cool. I think that'd be a really good thing.
Yeah. I agree. I think that. It's something that is lacking. Nobody's really pulled it all together for the pine.
Yeah.
And I remember when I looked the pine up before I moved here. You know, there was the only thing we had was some 11th grader had done an essay. And that was the only thing on the net. And did a good job.
Sounds like I got some help too back there.
I think you've been volunteered. No, I think in a place like this with the history of this area, and I'm going way back with the Indians were here and so forth, people should know about it. There's a rich history in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Well, does the city have that book?
Yeah,
there's a history of the time.
Yeah.
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 And then I have some pictures that I got for the office that are like the Hollinshead Company and some of these others. You can take them along on your... Oh, and Carol Brewer's highway station here in 1942. Just kind of talk about it and Rosalind and why Rosalind Park. And you can bring in all this land that's been donated and everything, I think. It would really help people have more respect for what...
Well, last meeting we talked about vandalism and the kids that are going through that don't care. I think if there was some ownership and some history to this that they could grab onto, we may be able to alleviate some of that.
Take some pride in the community.
Yeah.
Those future business...
Leaders of America.
Thank you. FBLA, they used to be really, really active, and they used to clean up like the park over at Newberry Station. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, they'd like to participate in this too, to, you know, part of that Shine on Lapine and everything. Let's have respect for how far we've come in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've owned property since 92, but I moved up here in 2000. And right across the street used to be a gas station, repair shop, that's gone. Over there where the Dollar Tree, and the store that used to be there, that's gone. I mean, it just, the amount of changes in such a short period of time in a small area is really out, it stands out. But then you forget what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What was here. What you were talking about used to be a Chevron station.
Yeah.
That market. Just
well, it was the only place here years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Where you could get groceries.
Yeah.
The best thing about a pilot program is it morphs into something different. You know, you start out one way and it turns into something totally where you weren't thinking it was going to go. It might turn into a history, but I wanted to talk about water and sewer. But you get in with those kids and you start educating them about, you know, that we're here for them.
Well, and they can make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll listen to them too. I mean, you know, we're all in this together.
Hmm. I think the kids, they just take everything for granted that this just happens.
Right, right.
Educating them to the fact that it takes people and work and money and planning to accomplish all the things that have been accomplished makes them say, oh, yeah, that is important. So So it would be a really good thing.
You got a good thing going there, Jake.
Yep.
Thank
you. Yeah, it's good. Very good idea.
And Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. That's fun. I like kids, so it'll be just fine.
Yeah. Probably just got to
have some.
You kind of got to mix it up just a little bit so they stay interested, stay focused on it.
Yeah. I grew up with, my mom was a teacher, my sister's a teacher, and I'm surprised I didn't go that route, but I'm glad you went the one you did.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Any more public comments? How about staff comments?
I think I've done quite a bit of talking already. If there was anything else, you guys have any questions about what we're up to lately? No. The guys would have been here longer earlier, but they got caught on the sewer call, so.
Hey.
Yep, they're digging out everything, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like we're going to get quite a bit of snow here in the next 24 hours.
Yep.
We're getting a plow put on one of our work trucks. We're going to convert it over to a plow truck this time of year.
Yeah.
We got our backhoe set up to go out and help and plow our facilities and help anywhere else in town people need help with. We'll go out and do that. Other than that, that's kind of what our focus is going to be on this time of year. Yeah, take care of the fires when they come up, put them out, and then deal with the snow.
Yeah, a couple of snowflakes.
Yeah, no big deal.
Do we have any
one to two
heaters? I mean, bulk heaters?
Bulk heaters? Nothing really.
For emergencies or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Does the fire department here?
I don't know if they do or not.
I'm just thinking, during emergencies, people thing, if we're in the minus 20 degree level.
Which could happen.
Which could happen around here. Having emergency heaters might be something to look into.
I don't know. Michael was pretty good with that propane torch, whatever it was. We backed up down the street when you got that out. That was really wonderful because we didn't even know where the shutoff valve was underneath this house. We didn't know where anything was because it was covered up in drifts.
Right.
So luckily, our main men over there knew where it was, but they hand dug that thing out.
I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's skirt, but you guys, the hiring the right people.
Mm-hmm.
I live in an area that has been there for several years, so the city encroachment was not accepted well. But I get positive comments about you guys working the way you are with the public. I mean, you're not pushy and you're not, hiding under a tree someplace. You're out working, doing really positive work for the area. And I thank you guys for bringing the tools that you do with you, because that's been huge for the acceptance of the city and the parts of it. You guys have really been doing a good job. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can come out and put a turnaround in front of my house.
There you go.
Next thing you want, a light out there in front of your house.
I love it.
Spread.
That's why I was late today. I can't get out of my driveway.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Roundabout.
And maybe when you're digging out that whole area, Cagle, we should talk about putting more lighting out there, too.
We talked about that yesterday. I'm definitely on board for something like that while we're out there.
Yeah.
Put a light, at the end of each road and maybe one middle while we're digging up all that stuff. We got to think about that stuff.
If you already got the trench there, you might as well put power alongside the trench, along with it.
Yeah, get the conduit laid for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like most cities, they cave over and then they dig holes in it.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Well, we try.
We got a good canvas here where we can maybe hopefully do it right.
Yes.
Ideally that's the way you do it. You don't have to keep tearing up the roads and repaving it.
Yeah, do it right the first time. Yeah, you don't have to do the rest later.
That's our intent.
Yeah.
Is that something that's being on China out anywhere?
Right now it's not.
Oh, good. Can you put it on Preble?
Sure.
Got a volunteer verse spot?
Yeah, where would you like it?
Right there in that turn
before you get to town?
No. Where you're going out to Burgess?
Mm-hmm.
You have the straight stretch after
Crescent?
Yeah, after Crescent.
So you're going north, just coming in that turn. That seems to be a good raceway, and all the streets coming out Evergreen and...
Okay.
That's a 45 zone?
Yeah, all the way to Burgess.
Okay.
But if there could be some heads up, because that's...
Yeah, I'll order a 45. The highest we have right now is 35, and we go 35, 30, 25.
Because
we just don't have a lot of 45 in town. But we'll get... They're like $30 for it.
For those turns down through there are dangerous when you get out.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
Then could you please do Preble, because sure. This is between the end of Huntington Meadows and William Foss from about 4:30 in the morning on, it's like a green flag. And they pass the 25 mile an hour zone and they just speed down to William Foss, or to Finley Butte.
Mm-hmm.
Both, actually it's more going north than it is going south anymore.
We've done them in there, but we've had it going south into the subdivision, but it makes sense.
They don't see that, well, on the north end off of Finley Butte.
Mm-hmm. We put the trailer there before, but it was coming into the subdivision going south. We haven't put it on there going north yet. It's a good idea.
Please do. And if the police would like to park in the vacant lot next door.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. There's some in there, it just... And my house shakes, and it's a newer house.
We're meeting with the sheriff's department here in about 7 minutes. Did he drove in?
Yeah, he drove in.
Perfect. If we could support them for months.
I'll bring hot coffee out in my yard.
You go.
I go get a donut in my yard.
I will make pumpkin bread and cranberry orange bread. You better get another sign. You need to.
I think I like this better. I
think we need more deputies out here.
Okay. How about anybody else on the committee have some comments? Are we ready to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Your lights really do look good. Thank you.